You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, I thought of you, Ryan Buckley, here, because now that you are a professional triathlete, you're a Clydesdale.
Amateur, but yeah.
I think you're going pro. I mean, it's your thing.
Give me that sponsor money, baby.
Do they have pro Clydesdales?
Probably. There's no cash. You think cash reward for you winning this? This
there might be. I don't intend on winning anything or expect to. So
I don't like that.
I will not be the top Clydesdale here.
You should call your shot.
Oh yeah.
No, we just talked about this. Just call your shot. Call a victory right at the start line. Be like, guys, sorry, but
which one of you bitches is racing for second?
So Suk, you may have still been out at this point when Isaac found out about this. But apparently...
Yeah, I came back from Italy to this news.
As somebody pointed out on the text line, there are these dudes that are... So the Clydesdale division starts at 220 pounds. It's anyone over 220. That's, like, what defines it. Somebody's like, yeah, there's always, like, five or six dudes who are, like, 220, 221 that are, like, built like Adonises.
Yeah.
And they are there to rip that thing. And just... And I'm like, I'm not competing with them.
You are.
Well... Technically, I am, but not in spirit.
Why can't you be that guy, Buck?
We'll try.
Peak male form right there.
Yeah.
Well, it made me think of you because, and I've teased this multiple times, would you do this naked? There is a Carolina Foothills Resort that's in Spartanburg County, and their 5K is the Buck Creek Streak.
Oh, it's even got my name in it.
That's what I said. I was like, the Buck Creek Streak. Let's go. So it's a 5K.
Okay.
And they
just,
said...
Just a 5K.
Yeah, just a 5K.
Okay. No shoes?
161 people have signed up for it. And they said this is going to be the biggest event they've done so far. 161 people. But yes, it is a nude 5K.
Nope.
And that's why I asked, like of all the things...
Don't understand the appeal.
That's what I'm asked. Like, would you... I don't mind being nude.
No,
I don't
but
mind
it's not
being,
it wouldn't even be
I don't mind being nude in public.
Bouncing around and stuff. Like,
but
what,
yeah,
why?
I thought of all the things you could do. Wouldn't racing be the weirdest thing you could do naked?
Anything that you're naked and you're getting jostled.
Yeah.
Is not good.
But even so, the naked swim I could understand more than the naked run.
Well, they're not seeing you.
Yeah, naked swim is fine, although when you emerge from the water.
Yeah, everyone's dealing with the same problem there.
You know what would be worse than the naked run is the naked bike ride.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Although people in Portland do it voluntarily
they do
for
that
fun.
Every year.
I don't understand that. I ride my bike all
the
time.
They get custom seats, maybe.
I'm just saying, like, if you're riding a real bike.
Oh, they get custom seats.
It's a narrow seat. Like, it's not...
They're probably adjusting the seat.
Well, It's harder than you think. Like,
have you seen the seats with some of the modifications?
Yeah.
No good.
Yeah, that's the... It's always
well,
sunny.
To each their own. You're buckled. Not here to kink shame.
You're kind of buckled in your own way.
There's a... That's you can right. go anywhere and do a 5K, but you can't go anywhere and run a 5K naked, says Tom Crowder, who sits on the Regent Board of Directors. And, yeah, if you go turkey trot and drop your doors, you're probably going to get arrested. So I guess they're saying...
Please tell me kids are banned from this event.
Yes, I would assume so.
Yes.
But the Years Race offers
like a family fun run.
Yeah, you can do the 5K or you can do the Go the Extra Mile, which is the 3.7K in honor of the race founder Mike Ward, who died at the age of 73
and loved hanging dong.
So that's why they do the 7.3. I just of all the things you could do, I find it interesting that many people, hundreds of people, want to go sign up to run naked. And of those 100 and whatever people that have signed up, how many of those are dudes? Because I would think for a gal, running naked also probably a little uncomfortable.
Yes,
maybe
yeah,
more
sure.
so than the guy.
For sure.
Depends on the figure, but yeah.
Yeah, I would think that there's a lot of swinging and swaying. It seems like an odd thing. It's like when you watch that weird cult that would play volleyball. Like playing volleyball naked seems just like a strange... I think there's some things that you need clothing for.
Again, if you're getting jostled around in a sporting event nude, I'll pass.
So what would it take for you? What would the prize have to be for you to run in the Buck County streak?
Wait, you mean if you win, you get the prize?
Yes.
I wouldn't be able to win. So it doesn't matter.
You'd have to
it could be $1 billion.
You'd have to incentivize me based just on participation.
Yeah, that's right.
Does $500 get you to run a naked 5K?
Not even close.
I don't think
you could hurt your close. You could hurt your feet.
Well, you're wearing shoes.
I think you get to wear shoes. You're just bearing shoes. Everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. No, why?
$500.
No, that's not that much money.
What do you got a carbo? I'd like to ask your wife.
Well, here's the thing, too. It's like everybody else around right. there is seemingly fine with it, and they're probably more worried about themselves. For $1,000, I'll start thinking about it.
See? I think $1,000. I think if I went to Chantel and was like, "Hey, Nemec needs to run a 5K and it's worth $1,000," she'd be like, "You get your Lily
Weiss
out." Yeah,
oh no, she would.
That's what
I'm
saying.
For sure, she would.
I think she'd be like, "Yeah, your ass is running."
She for sure would.
Your ass is running.
My wife would be signing me up herself.
Yeah, no, for sure, she would sign me up. That's not what you said.
I signed you up for 5K today. Really? Yeah, you get $1,000 and you're naked.
That does not sound fun at all.
No.
And you'd have to drive there, and it's part of your day, and that's not...
I'm assuming you're driving there in some form of clothing. I don't think
you
drive.
That's not my point.
Naked.
I'm saying that my time is... $1,000 is not like an insane amount of money. It's not a lot of money.
Nudist people are fascinating to me, not in the sense that they want to be naked. I get that. I get nude beaches. That's fine. But the people that want to do activities naked, I find that to be odd. Like, laying on a beach naked, cool, swimming naked, hot tub naked, sauna naked.
Like, there's a naked golf club out there. It's like, why? I guess you can, but, like, why?
Yeah, that seems weird.
When the kids aren't home.
Yes.
At all.
Sure.
I have no issue walking around the house naked.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of enjoy that. That's nice. That's a nice thing.
Sure.
The freedom. But... I don't need to do activities.
You wouldn't want to do some sort of remedial squat.
Well, I can
thrust.
Think of one activity I definitely want to do. But
if you went to the gym, candle making. If you went to the gym and was like, how about some
squats?
How about some deep lunges?
Some split squats.
How about a powerlifting competition?
Yeah. Of all the things, I would think that may be the most uncomfortable to watch.
A lot of hanging.
Like Olympic powerlifting, like some sort of Olympic weightlifting competition, butt naked?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Rugby, perhaps?
What about a running of the bulls?
Ice hockey, running,
you know?
Ooh.
That would be scary.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Be scary.
Because you're running fast, so there's a lot of flopping around, and then if you
the running of the balls?
If you, yeah, I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Well, like that's, I mean, my...
Not mad at it.
Well, like Greco-Roman, right? Greco-Roman wrestling used to be naked.
Well,
like,
that's... We're like two steps away from just that's porn.
When I was in Italy, in Rome, there's a lot of statues of that, and it is a little, you're like, whoa. Because, you know, there's...
Yeah, that's
that,
weird.
That was part of the thing, and you're like, just grown oily men just out there just wrestling one another.
Just put a leaf on.
Yeah. Maybe it's because back then, I don't know, like, if they... Like, what did you...
A loincloth?
Yeah. I'm guessing that loincloth doesn't really...
Well, it might fall off, but we could at least try to start with one, couldn't we?
Yeah. So I said, let's start a GoFundMe. Could we raise enough money for Buck to run in the buck? Yeah, how much money? Although they wouldn't let you.
They wouldn't let me. I'd get kicked out before I got to finish.
So it says one of the primary goals of every man in life is to avoid being a naked man in shoes or socks. So why would you willingly subject yourself to that?
For $1,000, that's
why. It is a good point. There is no man on the planet that looks good being naked in shoes and socks.
Nope.
I don't care who it is, from David Beckham to The Rock or whatever, Channing Tatum, whatever your vision of the perfect male is, Jason Momoa, he will not look good naked in shoes and socks.
No.
Which is also why shoes and socks and naked is comically the funniest thing that you can do. If you're ever trying to be naked for comedic purposes, it's shoes, high socks, and then naked.
Especially knee highs.
Absolutely.
Like if you're in knee high socks.
It's absolutely
like
the hands
dress
down.
Dress socks?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the funniest thing you can be.
I mean, any socks are bad, but you got like a pair of Argyle on there and the rest of you's in the buff. You look
or,
like a
or
tool.
Even literally like knee high, like really the high, like athletic socks. Where they're,
it's no, also why the Winnie the Pooh is so fun or the Porky Pig in it. When you got some like knee high socks and maybe like a Hawaiian shirt on, but then nothing.
Yeah, that's great.
That's
delightful.
That's just fun.
And buttoned all the way up.
Yeah.
Because if it's unbuttoned, you're like, okay, your hat. You're in the process of undressing. But if you button that thing up all the way to the collar, you're Winnie the Pooh in it with socks and some Birkenstocks. I mean, that's good.
Ooh, someone's saying naked skiing. That can't be good. What if you fall? No.
Anything in snow that'll cut you.
Most
up.
Of the winter games, like ice, snow,
it's right out.
You do the cross country, you're getting a frostbite.
Yeah, some windburn, and maybe you put a little cozy on there. Like one of like what you put over the top of your butter, you know, just kind of a little cozy, if you will. And keep that nice and warm. All right, we wrap this thing up. Going up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.